being around, having a curfew, when they get home, I would get in around them.
Right.
You know,
I usually do the old, come give me a kiss goodnight. Uh-huh.
Perfect. Perfect. Because we want to be aware, you know, if they're coming home and they've been drinking, we'll be able to smell it. Mm-hmm. And if they do, we have to address it. If we want to put our blinders on and should be fine, they were just with so-and-so, it'll be okay.
Yeah.
That's not the truth. We have got to dig in and talk about it and be ready to communicate. Of course, grades, like looking at their grades, looking at the way they're functioning out in the world.
What about the drug testing? At what point do you do that? Like if they're going to go to a big party and they're, oh, I promise I'm not going to have anything to drink, or I'm not going to smoke pot. Oh, those other kids do, but I don't. When do you say, okay, great, you can go, but just be ready to take a drug test tomorrow?
I feel, probably because I'm in the field, I'm much more comfortable with drug screens than probably most parents are. However, I think that they're such a great tool out there. And if the kid knows I'm going to get drug screened from time to time, they're going to be more thoughtful and more, you know, deliberate in their actions. I think definitely after we know they have experimented at all, I think at that point, when we talk to them, we do say, just for my own peace of mind, we are going to do some random drug screens from time to time. And it's not that we think you're going to start using out of control or anything like that. Just as a parent, I need to have that peace of mind. I need to be responsible for you and make sure what's happening. And if they're not random, we get in trouble because kids have, they're very savvy. And think about the internet and how easy it is to find how to cover up your use. And people go to extraordinary lengths to cover up their drug use, especially if they're far into it.
Mm-hmm.
They really are going to know from their peer group, because their peer group will likely be using, if they're that heavy into it, they all know how to cover it up with different kinds of drug screens. So
okay.
You want to buy different kinds of drug screens, and you want to introduce them in a very benign way. You know, yes, you can go to this party. I'm going to tell you I have reservations about it. I'm nervous about it. My gut is telling me to be careful with this with you. And so we're going to do a drug screen when you get home.
And that one thing, too, I've noticed, it seems the kids want something to blame it on.
Mm-hmm.
They can go to the party and say, I can't. My mom's giving me a drug test tomorrow.
And you give them a perfect excuse, you know, and it helps them in that language because they can always use that. You know, I get screened sometimes, and so I'm not even going to mess with And so it does help them have more reasons not to do it if they are going to resist.
And we tell them ahead of time, if your drug screen or alcohol screen comes back positive, mm-hmm. here will be the consequences.
Exactly. And again, we have got to follow through on those consequences. Otherwise, it becomes meaningless, and they know that, and they will use that too. Well, last time you said I would get in trouble, and I didn't really. And then it becomes more ambiguous, more gray, and we kind of lose our power as parents in the decision making or in just staying as firm as we want to.
And the one last thing, and that this is what everybody says is so important, and I think it's so nebulous, but maybe you can nail it down for us. You have to communicate with your child. And it's like, okay, everybody thinks they communicate, but what does that really mean to you as a therapist? By the time you see them, they've obviously probably dropped out in the communication process.
Well, that is such a perfect question. There is a general framework for some families and that are high in substance use and other maladaptive coping, and it's called a high denial, low conflict family dynamic.
Okay.
And I think a lot of us out there probably know what that is because a lot of us probably experienced it. But it's where in either our family of origin or in our current family, we don't want to see what's going on really. It's really hard to address a problem or to state a problem, and then it's hard to talk about it because we don't like confrontation or we don't feel comfortable really talking to people about difficult or emotional things. If we are operating that way, that's what our kids are learning, and they're not going to know how to communicate well, and they're going to end up going towards maladaptive things more likely than if, you know, we address problems in the family, we don't go around with blinders on, and we know how to be assertive and not have to worry about hurting people's feelings, that kind of thing.
Right.
You know, we have good communication skills ourselves.
Or not worried that whatever truth is dug up that we won't be able to cope with as a family.
Right. And that, too, we can get help. You know, if you know, there are all sorts of things that are hard to deal with. And that just means we need more help and we need more skills. And then we go at it just like any other problem. So, yes, it's not being afraid of what you're going to find out. Because, again, that's the denial piece.
Right.
You know, if I'm afraid of what I'm going to find out, I'm really in a small part of denial.
Can you say the name of that again?
It's a high denial, low conflict construct in a family dynamic.
High denial, low conflict.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that so everything's roses. It's all happy dappy. We don't have any problems. Don't air the dirty laundry. That sort of feel.
Exactly. Exactly. And that also would just create a place of communicating very superficially in the family. Like if we don't talk about problems or issues, if there's elephants in the room all of the mm-hmm. time, that's a good indicator that this could become another elephant in the room as well.
Tara, this has been so wonderful. I mean, parts of it are very disturbing, but I think that's the reality of the world
right.
we live in, and you've given us some great tools.
Great.
I'd like to encourage anybody that's got questions to call you, come in, see you,
definitely.
Ask you anything right in person. TaraArnoldInc.com. It's TaraArnoldInc.com. And Tara's telephone number is area code 404-964-6629. Dr. Tara Arnold, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Lisa. This was a great opportunity, and I just hope that the parents will be encouraged to communicate with their kids and help us address this problem directly.
Well, you've given us some great ways to do it. So
great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you'd like more information on Teens Talk Truth, go to www.teenstalktruth.com. I'm Lisa Smith Henderson, your host for Teens Talk Truth. And thank you for listening.